So we're live streaming tonight, not because necessarily because we fucked up Friday night, last Friday night, although that's part of it, but because this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I've wanted to just, you know, on occasion, like 2-3 times. I wouldn't do this one, you know, another time this week. Probably 2 times a week is good. And at odd times, you know, whenever. So, you know, like that. How much of a fucking lag in this motherfucking stream tonight is there, man? Because I'm still looking at myself before I went and got my Coke. Time Warner Cable. And just fuck off and die, man. Don't give me your shit. I'm so grateful I don't use you for my television service. I don't use your fucking ass for anything like that. I have to use you. But guess what? I got so crazy before we started the thing tonight that my guys came back and said, look, there's all kinds of fiber optic options. I said, well, let's fucking do it, man. I'm tired of this shit, you know? I'm tired of looking into this goddamn shit. I'm tired of having this problem, you know? Oh, fuck, not Trump. Hold on. Excuse me. I don't mean to be a... But I can't have that on TV. It's, you know, it's like watching... I don't know. It's just like some irritating fuck. You know, I don't want to look at it, man. Pardon me. There's Ivanka applauding her dad, which is great, Ivanka. You know, I'm glad you're proud of your father. You should be. Where are we, man? So I won't be able to chat with you guys tonight because it's a show prep and we're going to do a show. So you'll watch me do the show. No. If that so pleases you. Now, I know what I can do is I can put on some of this championship soccer that I taped like a dumbass, because that's the kind of square I am. You know, I sit here and I look at championship soccer. You know, call me goofy. Derby County versus Newcastle United there. That'll work. Then I got hockey here. I got Finland and U.S. USA 3, Finland nothing. I thought the Finns were the badass boys of the block there with that hockey. I guess we're not chump change like we used to be in hockey, right? I mean, I think the world sort of... I mean, we're way better than we were. One thing that will save my ass from any real anger tonight is because I'm going to be using the computer a lot to look up news, I will not necessarily be able to see the stream at all times, so I can avoid getting pissed off looking at that, which is not what I would call the most optimum situation. God, it's hot in here. So, to reiterate, this is what we want to do a couple times a week in addition to the chat on Friday night. So technically, we do 3 live events a week, 2 shows and our chat. And who knows, you know, we can do other things as we, get our shit together. I'm strutting my stuff, yo. All right, this is the shit that I look at. Oh, you don't see it, that's a car. Never mind, I was going to show the soccer. You guys know what soccer looks like, but I look at it. I'm such a freak, I love... to look at like minor league baseball. I do. I listen to minor league baseball and tune in. I love to, you know, watch, you know, the second and third rungs of European soccer. I'm just very weird that way. All right, let's take a look and see what we got here. Politics Obama urges his backers to help Hillary Clinton and blah, blah, blah. 3 of the mysteries of the files of the Donald Trump Foundation have been solved. Here's what we know. Chelsea Manning to undergo sex reassignment surgery. Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf called to account. Economy, U.S. household income grew 5.2%. Breaking pattern of stagnation. Impeachment showdown begins as House conservatives take aim at IRS commissioner. President Obama blasts Donald Trump in fiery speech. Benitez expecting his championship specialist. Okay, so this is a bunch of hockey shit that they pump in here. Look at this. Eliza Schlesinger deflates mermaid dreams in Netflix special trailer exclusive. Let's see this. We had Elijah on one of our shows at the Improv. Wait a minute, man.
So, let's make a pact. I don't want to hear any more women talk about how they want to be mermaids. shirts, right? I am a mermaid. Yo soy mermaid.
And I don't care what the Little Mermaid told us, because she was a liar and a hoarder.
Oh, look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
That's a used toothbrush. Don't put it in your... specific way that women will search for something when we have a big bag. You take a designated search claw and you plunge it. Never breaking eye contact with your prey, I mean your date. Your grandparents had to fight. They had no choice. Grandpa had to fight in World War II. Now they're old. And you look at them, and when you think old, what do you think? Cute.
Oh my God, you guys, my Pip-Hop is so cute. Sometimes at Christmas, when Pip-Hop falls asleep, we like to decorate him with Christmas bows. Isn't that funny? Silly Pip-Hop. Pip-Hop's got 53 confirmed kills!
Alright, so... I don't know what that was. I thought it was, it's a special, which is great. It's a Netflix special. Awesome. Way to do it, Eliza. We'll see that. We'll go watch that. By the way, speaking of... you know, comedy appearances. I'm going to be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club on Thursday night. If you're in town and if you want to go see it. I'm in this weird place in my career. You know, I'm between, I came up on radio and improv and performance, not really stand-up. So stand-up is a whole new thing for me. Some people may think that stand-up is like what I do. Not at all, man. Stand-up is telling jokes. And, That's different. That's stand-up is like saying funny things. And I do more of, like I said, I do more of saying things funny, hopefully. All right, dudes. So welcome to our live event here. Welcome to, if you've never seen a live, show. A lot of you guys may be subscribers, but you've never checked in on the chat. You've never really watched the video cast for whatever reason. And I believe that this is a good thing to do. Have video so that, you know, you can see that, you know, we do this. We do this every night. We have this, or I should say we're not live every night, but every day we have a video cast. And that's camera one. And then we have another camera, which we basically have on the TV up here. And you can see, that's Derby versus Newcastle United. And I don't know, but I'd have to say the Derby's in the black and the yellow, and Newcastle's there in the black and white, and the chap there with the ball. And this is the level down from Premier, from the Premier League. Oh, look at this dude. What happened to your goalie? Where was the fucking goaltender? Offsides. Fuck it. It doesn't count. It's offside. Right. It looks to me like it's offside there, right there, sir. All right. So it's like AAA baseball as opposed to Major League Baseball. Where's the offside? There. Right there. Oh, the goaltender was way the fuck out in front. All right. Oh, fuck me. Alabama. Debunking the Tony Pulis myth, an honest assessment of Westbrook. Whatever, man. Calm and serious ceasefire. Shimon Peres in Israel. Largest ever U.S. military package to Israel. Germany. Three alleged ISIS. Well,
what is that?
Yeah, members arrested. My eyes are so bad without my glasses. It looks like three alleged 1918 members arrested in Palm Springs. That's what I thought it said. That's how fucked up my eyes are. Oh, still mulling execution protocols.
What?
I always love stories about execution protocols. Oklahoma State with one of the busiest death chambers in the country. Ain't that something? We'll have at least a two-year delay in lethal injection after the government board of its prisons has declined to consider new execution procedures. What if there was a... your thick, fat ass. I can feel them looking at my thick, flaky... my real thick, flaky, strange face. Yeah. Yeah. Heard that.
Think so.
There the chaps are, yeah, see, playing the sucker. I'm going to print that story off since it looks kind of cool. 11 minutes in. What a wonderful world. Fuck it. Fuck it. What if you were in church and the guy's, What a wonderful...
Fuck it.
Jim, are you going to do that?
I was thinking about doing it for the first service in the morning, but fuck that.
All right, let's do a sound check.
2-3, 2-3. 2-2, 2-2.
All right, give me the first bar. What a wonderful... All right, back it way down. Okay, how's it sound in the corner, Billy?
Hang on. 2-2.
Give me the wonderful. Wonderful! Okay.
Testing, testing. 1-2, 1-2.
Let's see what's up.
Let me see.
Oh wow, look at how fucked up the stream is, huh? I'm serious. Look at how fucked the stream is, man. Look at how fucked up Time Warner Cable is. Look at how bad they're making my fucking job. Look at how fucked they're making me look. Time fucking Warner. Look at how hard they make my already difficult job. Look at how shitty their service is. Look, learn, fuck you, Time Warner Cable. Hold on for a minute. Stand by, kids. This, your service, Time Warner, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school. You got no pride. You have no pride in what you do. You're like every other big company. You know, what's good enough is good enough. You just kind of work it to a certain level, and then it's good enough. And then you all go home. You're making your money, so what do you care? You're such a bunch of soulless, artless, meaningless people. You're just there to hit the bottom line, make your money, and go off to your retirement or whatever it is that you pieces of shit see as valuable in life. But in terms of the overall product that you provide, and when you move on to another job, you got just enough bullshit in your resume to kind of fill it out and pad it out so it looks like you did a really good job, but we don't know. You made this much money. Do you ever fucking see in any news story of anybody leaving a big company and going somewhere else, do you ever see how the guys... actual technical skills or artistic skills improved the baseline quality of something? It's always about how much money they made. And how do they make their money? By firing people. Why in the fuck do I spend the time that I do working as hard as I fucking do when... pieces of shit like that get away with doing nothing and make all the fucking money in this world. I grew up, I'm the last generation. I gotta be the last generation because I don't fucking see anybody like, I come from the last generation of people who were told the following thing. Be proud of the quality of the work that you do. Be proud of what you achieve. It's not about money. Oh, yes, it is. It's all about money. And... you know, it's like when I was in radio, working my fucking ass off, doing the greatest fucking radio show that some people said they'd ever heard in their lives. And to this fucking day, people tell me that, right? And what was I, did you think it was pleasant going into the fucking building every day? Do you think it was fun for me to walk into a radio station every day when I was looking at some surly looking, ugly ass, fat ass motherfucking general manager whose sales department was so fucking ineffectual they couldn't sell shit, couldn't sell pussy on a fucking troop ship, as my father used to say. And they said, all right, well, Henry's show, it's hard to sell. It's, you know, you guys are just, you guys ought to be, you shouldn't have been born, man, as far as I'm concerned. And at the end of the day, all those motherfuckers will tell you just how hard they work, too. Yeah, I'll bet you did. You know, look, all I'm saying is I don't give a shit. I'm not talking about radio. I am just talking about the overall, what are we fucking doing on this planet? What are we doing here if we don't have a care and a concern, if we really don't want to make things better? Because we just want to make things better. Because we just want to do things better. Because we want to see what will happen if shit sounds better, looks better, smells better, is better, you know. Well, how much money are we going to... forget about the money for just a second. Yeah, I like money. You know, God knows I like money. But for just a second, let's consider something other than that. Let's consider the quality of the fucking work we do. Well, when you say you want to do a better radio show, Phil, or you want to do better... what does that mean? Make more money? Well, here was where I fucked up. I thought doing a better radio show would mean more money. Well, actually, it did. I think, what am I trying to say here? It meant, I thought doing a better radio show would mean immortality. You know, it would mean long-standing, forevermore greatness in the industry. Fuck no, man. It was it was too tough, you know. It's too difficult to go after excellence. It just is, you know. Every time you see a story in the media about a guy getting fired because, and then they give you all these reasons, ignore all the fucking reasons until you get to the one that says, we just couldn't make any money. That's the one that's the truth. The shit about they were too controversial, there were a lot of complaints, this, that, all bullshit. They love that shit. They love it until the advertisers start to drop out. Like Don Imus. Don Imus would have been great if he hadn't lost any advertisers. They would have hung in with him. They would have hung in with anybody, you know. I still got to get the bottom. I got to get to the bottom of the whole Rush Limbaugh thing, though. There was a period there back in 2012 when Limbaugh was losing advertisers left and right. And it was because of that Sandra Fluke thing. That's what they said. And yet they still kind of hung in with Rush. But they took, you know, but he lost these advertisers. And I got to tell you, the Sandra Fluke thing, I'm not buying that it was about that. That's like any other chicken shit. Look, most conservatives, if conservatives are consistent, and I think they are, nobody in the conservative way, and I would say that would include his listeners, excuse me, that wasn't going to be all that weird, man. That's not all that out of character for Rush, is it? What happened was this. The advertisers said, we can't take this shit anymore. And the syndicator, which was Premier, said, what do you mean? Said, every time we turn around, there's some fucking group writing us letters. Yeah, but there's only about three or four people. It doesn't make any fucking difference. We don't want to deal with it. Fuck this. It's not worth it. It had to have impacted sales. They must have looked at sales against the hassle of advertising on Rush's show. Is it worth it? Turned out that it wasn't. Okay? And so that's when they took his show and they lobbed it off onto KTLK and all the smaller signals. You know, because I was talking to Stephanie Miller about that two weeks ago, and she said when she was on KTLK here in L.A., and so was I, and they changed it from liberal talk to conservative talk. So everybody that was perceived to be non-conservative, myself, although I think I was off of there before her and the rest of those guys, but in any event, all of that was gone, and they put Rush on there. But it was kind of a step down from KFI down to there. Why did that happen? Because the advertisers just couldn't do it. And finally, KFI bounced him because I got to believe the numbers weren't there anymore. But you'll notice it had nothing to fucking do with content. Nothing to do. Don't give me this Sandra Fluke bullshit, because it wasn't about that. One fucking controversy, one story, one bullshit thing like that does not bring a fucking showdown in terms of dollars advertising. No, not Rush Limbaugh. Maybe Don Imus. You know, when you say something about black people, race relations in this country, something highly explosive, something that, especially when it is inartful and crude, the way that Imus put it, then, you know, there's a huge fucking light going off, man, and people are going to keep an eye, and advertisers are going to go left and right. But even Imus wasn't kept off the air for all that long. He came back, you know. Where is he now, man? Is he on, where is he? Fox Business News? Is that it?
What a wonderful.
You guys will see what's behind me. That is the, I'm looking at the Audacity. That's the recording, the audio recording we're doing. And then there's the website. I can put anything on here I want. I can make it look any way that I want it to. Germany. God damn, this studio is hot. Oklahoma still mulling execution. All right, so then I have my character sheet here. Let me show you what I do. I have characters. And then I want to do this. I want to go Notepad, Oklahoma. But Dave and Steve Dooley. And Emery Clayton.
I've got to, I used Emery last night, but I have to I was wondering, Mr. Henry, if you have been, excuse me, Mr. Henry.
That was vulgar.
What?
That was vulgar.
Oh, Jesus, are you kidding me?
Never. Porter Ranch gas leak. That was crazy. Bear aspirin's going to take over my son. Most of the time, you don't get any really good news from the news. This is really like, this is not a good show prep period because I've had to dick with all this other shit. On that wonderful day,
when the saints unfold.
Well, Phil, I think that, you know, one of the great things, Phil, I've been, for a long time now, I have looked at God, and I've seen the miracles that can take place.
Who gives a shit? Oh, fuck that. That's not even interesting. I don't know why I'm doing that. Forget it.
I don't know, man. No fucking idea, man. Let me see this bullshit. I walk on pure gold. I'll make my hand. So, are you guys coming over? Come over on Thursday night to the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, and let's get it on. I don't know. I'm thinking of it's a challenging thing for me, man. But I'm thinking of more and more of doing what my idol Billy Lenny Bruce's name doesn't even begin to make you think of Billy. Why was I thinking of Billy? I was thinking of Bruce, but is Bruce and Lenny together? That Billy, okay, that Billy, which is these the little which I do on the show anyway. The little Socratic conversations that you have with yourself in character that comment, you know. It's how I started Firesign Theater, Credibility Gap, Lenny Bruce, this kind of social humor, you know. Then I got into radio, which doesn't like any of that stuff. So you had to sort of be broad and goofy. Anyway, it's all good. It's not a problem. I'm going to be a little late going tonight. Explosion. Wait. Bound to get a letter now from somebody. You know, I love everything, but when you belch, it just really... Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's better than farting, I think. Personally, I think that it's a higher, more class than farting. Personally, that's... Could be wrong. I'm willing to entertain opposing viewpoints on that, but... Komarov? That ain't no fucking Finnish name. That's a Russian name. They got Ruskies on his team. Ruskies on the team. Ruskies on the Finland team. That one guy there on Finland's named Komarov. Huh? 3-2, USA. What the fuck are you guys trying to do? Lose this game? How the fuck they come back from 3 goals down, 3-2, and there's 2 minutes left in this fucker? Watch us lose. What the hell are you guys trying to pull? Look at the guy gets the puck stolen from behind his own net. All right.
I'll take the hand.
Praise God, I'll sing. Jesus, man. La ta da ti ti, doodle do, to doodle 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 do. Oh, man. All right. I'm getting hung up on this fucking Finland USA hockey game. Well, there's a minute 35. Shot on goal. Oh, there's another shot on goal. Missed. USA clears it. Here comes a shot from the point. Misses again. He whiffed it. He loses his stick. Down to the other end of the USA. There's no goalie in the Finland net now. They pulled their goalie. Oh, man, we had a golden opportunity to get a skater down there and put one in, if you'll pardon the expression. Oh, come on! Finland around the back of the U.S. goal. Here is Finland at the top of the point. Finland throws it in low. Here's another slap shot. Just misses another block, another save. Oh, man, USA has got 1, 2, 3, 4 guys around that fucking net. Finland, 52 seconds left. The high right side, skating in low. Back out top, now behind the net. Comes to the right side. Passes to the top of the point. Passes back to the right side. Skates in, tries to push it in there in front of the net. It's cleared by the USA. Out of the left side. Basket. 30 seconds. Finland, slap shot. Save. Finland, the top of the point. Finland looking over to the left side. Tries to push it in low. Another block, another save. God damn. 14 seconds. 13. Finland, desperate to try to get a puck in low. Another slap shot. Misses. 8 seconds. 7. USA clears it to the blue line. They got 5. They got 4. They got 3. They got 2. They got 1. That's the game. USA wins 3-2. Man, that was a furious, furious flurry by the Flying Finns there at the end, man. Woo!
Granlund tried to get it in there, but forget it. Forget it. USA is just too tough for us this time.
Well, what do you think, Shorty?
My name's not Shorty. That's the other fucking guy. Oh, sorry. Yeah. God damn. Some kind of fucking game, huh?
Finland has a black guy on their team. Nah, they don't really, but he is. He's like a dark-skinned guy with, you know, curly hair. I swear to God. But his name is like Rasiku Kotala, so... Is this the world? What is this? What was this game? All right, fuck it. Let's start the show.
Praise God. All the saints.
Okay, so... Oh, man. All right, dude. You know, I might even pop in here. Praise God. We'll see. All right. Here we go. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? You fucking piece of shit.
Shit.
Wait a minute, man. I'm gonna have to turn the fan off here in a minute. Much as I hate the idea. All right. Just had a goofy thought. I have them occasionally. Testing 1, 2. I think we're ready to rock and roll.
Breaking news, my niggas.
All right, check it out. I'm going to start this.
Breaking news, my niggas. If your girlfriend has went to any season opener basketball game.
What?